underneath an Iowa sun. Running to the tower.
Welcome back, everybody. Looking for the Doing Tangents with Luke and Brian. That's Evan over there in the Solidarity Realty Studios. I'm Brian over here in the Waukesha Studios. Give us a call, 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Talking about Mark Pocan and Barbara Lee reducing the defense budget by $100 billion. At least that's what their proposed thing is. And I'm not talking about getting rid of, you know, pensions. I'm not talking about getting rid of health care. By the way, we're look at that. Keep an eye on the burn pit situation. Oh, the burn pit situation? Yeah. There's been a bunch of veterans of Afghanistan and other wars that have been exposed to burn pits, and they have turned out that, you know, geez, inhaling a whole bunch of stuff you're burning because you have too many things and you don't want it. Burn pits are there to go and not only, you know, get rid of waste while you're on the camp, but also all the equipment that you brought out there that you're not going to bring back, burn all that so no one else can use it. Apparently, turns out that doing that and inhaling all those fumes can be cancerous. Yeah. Yeah. The good old VA, as being trying to be efficient, denies a lot of people those claims, and a lot of people die from cancer because of that. But there's new legislation out there to go and help those burn pit victims, and it passed in the House. At least I know the Rep Style didn't vote for it. That's pretty good. The beating your chest on the military thing. The reason why they didn't was because they were worried that people who didn't get exposed to burn pits might take advantage of the possibility of getting their health taken care of. Oh, no. Oh, what the horror of having a vet maybe get care when maybe, oh, no, what an awful, awful side effect. But this is the type of thing you're talking about because, you know, when military contractors can fund campaigns, when private citizens get, you know, military contracts, then those private citizens turn around and go and funnel it into campaigns and then make it part of, I don't know, the entire Republican platform to defend the military and give them more money no matter what, despite, when the Republicans talk about defending the military, they're not talking about, like, the actual people in the military. They're talking about the complex. And some Dems, too. You know, how you doing, Manchin? You know, and we've literally done exactly what Eisenhower said not to become, and that's become an military industrial complex. I don't see how we're not. I mean, you want to complain about people coming here from the South? Well, there's a couple reasons for that. Well, our military interventions have overthrown a whole bunch of governments in the South Americas, and I don't know, that kind of turns a little bit of turmoil. Hey, how did that work out for us in Iraq? Yeah, did that turn out really good? How'd that work out for us in Iran when we tried that in the 70s? Yeah, that is, maybe we shouldn't, I don't know, meddle so much, get involved so much. I mean, Russia seemed to go and have fun taking us apart with just a bunch of hackers giving us disinformation. And that's what it was. It wasn't like they physically did really much of anything besides move a bunch of pieces around and give a whole flood the zone with a whole bunch of different information. Because the one thing they did know is figure out the American psyche really, really well. We're a warrior culture. We're individualistic. And anything that can go and promote how awesome we are over how dumb the other people are that we're against, that's how it works. And all they have to do is stoke the division. And that's how it all worked. But again, we'd have no counter for that because that whole time, while these people were messing with our heads, we were sitting there sharpening our spears and making swords because, you know, we can't conceive of any other way to do things. Hey, by the way, everybody in Madison, how's that F-35 thing working out?
What?
I was wondering, Evan, how your ears are, man. Are you guys, are they at least hand? Here's some military-grade earplugs for you guys. Do they even bother with that?
No, the earwigs are fine.
Good, 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 good. And that's a totally necessary thing, right? You know, the F-35, when has that been used at any operation. How necessary is it? I don't know. Have you seen the new Top Gun Maverick? Anybody see the new Top Gun Maverick? I haven't seen it yet. Are they featuring the F-35?
Oh, no, I didn't watch it. I mean, they're making some sick, like, VTOL. You know, there's some vertical takeoff and landing variants that are pretty cool.
They have that with the Harrier, you know.
You know, get it in Call of Duty.
Yeah, I mean, that's the important thing, is that how are we going to go and advance the Call of Duty situation without advancing the military situation? We've got to be on the cutting edge of beating who's... We're literally fighting ourselves, because you know what? At the end of the day, if we go and have a war with, you know, pretty much anyone out there,
Saudi Arabia,
they're going to be using our weapons against us. And so, like I said at the beginning of the week, we're a warrior society. And when you run out of enemies, and when you run out of actual things to go out and beat up and things, and you still have a bunch of energy left, you end up fighting yourself. Like at the end of Monopoly, when the one person has pretty much gotten all the properties, they're pretty much just loaning people money so they can go and get the rent back. That's where we're at, folks. Our military does actually reflect our society, in that the ones that have all the money and all the strength and everything are the ones giving everybody else stuff so they can fight against them, so they can feel more powerful again. That's all it is. They want all of it, and then once they have all of it, they want more. And it's not about wars. It's not about you know, defending anything anymore. It's about making more things and creating more conflicts for those things to happen. I mean, how many? When was the last military action we took that was like, oh, thank God we did that, or else? Honestly, everything we've done has been folly. How many people are in the ground now, or not even back yet, or POW or MIA or anything like that? We go and shed tears for all. Why?